This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 1st of May 2018.
The first thing we need to do, please, is seek nominations for chairman, and then I can go back to being my quiet little self again.
Those are
the
man who's been doing
it.
I'll second that.
Yes,
also.
Yes.
Well,
I think
he's
good.
If he's happy to continue,
I've never asked him yet.
Well, I'm not prepared.
If he's not, yet.
I'm not prepared to put up with me.
That being the case, I'll hand back to you, please, and you can look for a vice chair.
Yes, if I can now please invite nominations for the post of vice chairman.
Who was that?
Let's have somebody new.
I propose Tristan.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Yeah. Ooh, Tristan, I second that.
Good news.
Any other nominations?
No.
I think that's
unanimous as well.
I'm prepared to take on the
honours. I'm sure that will be acceptable. Thank you, sir.
Very good. Okay. Well, I will reassume the chair then and go on to reports. Chairman's report. I've written it down so you don't have to take notes. So, last year has been a year, obviously, when central government has produced lots of budget constraints on everybody. District councils, county councils, consequently fewer money has trickled down to the likes of us. In previous year, we had a grant made available to us for maintenance of highways in things like bundle holes, signage, etc., etc. And we employed John Whittingham to do that, and he did an excellent job and continues to do an excellent job. This year, the money was not available to us, so we've taken, for us, the unprecedented step of increasing the precept to fund this ongoing work. I think everybody's agreed that it has been a very worthwhile and valuable service, obviously one that we're happy to endorse. So that's why the precept has gone up. I think we're still, per capita, the smallest precept in the district area.
We are, Chairman.
World, what
we are.
But I think we ought to register our thanks to John Whittingham for an excellent job well done. Also like to extend our thanks to Rob Northmore for looking after the play park at a very affordable price and very good job. The play park, as we know, is subject to regular inspections by an officer of South Hans District Council, whose recommendations we sometimes find rather contradictory and difficult to understand. We have attempted to put a contract in place for South Hans District Council to implement his recommendations, and as far as I know it, we haven't had any response from them yet. We are offering to pay them, but anyway, there we are. One of the few grants that was available we did put in for, which was to try and get a cardiac defibrillator established in North Hewish, which we felt had a need. What we were requesting was not a huge amount of money, £1,500, but sadly we were turned down. It seems our project was a bit too modest. Most of the money seemed to go to capital projects, which were much bigger, and most of them centred on Totnes, which is a great surprise to us all. The recent spell of bad weather, I think, gave us all a bit of a shock, but it also gave opportunity for people in the parish to look after each other and make sure everybody was okay. I think thanks should be put forward to the snow warden, Councillor Hunt, and his team for keeping the roads open. I think everybody pulled together quite well, because it was a bit of a shock to us all. Less welcome, of course, was the closure of the Avonmouth shop, which I think is a piece of history that's passed us by, and I think it was very sad. Richard and Laura gave a very good service in the shop and also did a lot for the community generally. I think the community let them down rather, I mean, not those here present, but I mean, we've got an expanding village. You would have thought that they would have welcomed the chance to patronise the shop, but it was not to be. Council website, parish council website, used to be very ably run by councillor, now vice chairman Cravat,
Mr. Bell,
and councillor Bell. I mean, it was very well set up and continues to be well run. Our latest little thing is the data protection legislation, which has been foisted upon us. I don't think we're quite in Facebook league, but we will try to be squeaky clean in what we do. And finally, thanks as ever to the parish councillors who give up their time for no recompense. And I think it's a fairly selfless occupation, not appreciated by many, I think, but I mean, we do our best. Once again, many thanks to Tony Luscombe Clark for his voluntary unpaid work and for keeping us all on the straight and narrow. So that is my report.
Not a chance.
So I could invite Councillor Seagerberry to give a report on the fifth. He's assuming that you are the spokesperson.
Well, I don't need to be. There are three of us here. I've got a copy for you. Thank you. Yes. I mean, I've done it based on other years, so Jonathan can do it in the future, sure, because he's now the Secretary-Treasurer. So Mr. Hall is our chairman. Mr. Bell is our Secretary-Treasurer, although under the new terms I have to be a secretary, but I don't do any work other than this, I think. And appear for meetings and so on. Commander Mitchell, Mr. Bradley, Val Pierce, Mrs. Luscombe and myself are all trustees on the fee of fees. And we met twice in 2017. And after the retirement of Janet Cousins, Jonathan Bell has taken over as treasurer / secretary. He has updated the bank details and is looking into the rent for the field, Mary Park, which has not been increased for many years. The Pemberton Trust now gives the proceeds for a gift to any child baptised in the parish. And a book was given to little Herbert Cyril Steer on the occasion of his baptism fairly recently. Money from the fee of fees was given to two residents at Christmas. Now, we did have four in the past, but one of those who received monies in the past died recently and another moved out of the parish. So we only had two to give to. We are always open to receiving notification of anyone in need of a small grant to help at difficult times.
Thank you very much.
I hope that seems right to my fellow trustees.
I have a very brief report from Paul Tyler on behalf of the Community Hall Project Committee. And it runs as this. Can you please advise the Parish Council that we are currently awaiting further information from the landowner on a site proposal before we can press forward with the project. We look forward to progress in the coming months. Many thanks, Paul. Brief. And
brief, very brief.
Possibly to the point.
Well, we'll leave it that way.
Yeah, we'll move on.
So do we have any other reports that we need to address? I don't think so. Okay, so that's the...
Is that someone coming in to deliver a report?
It's an elephant flying.
Could be late.
My private helicopter.
So, that's the parish council meeting and the annual parish meeting. We will move on to council meeting. Open forum. Have we anything from the public?
The only thing that's been brought up to me is the Japanese knotweed on the on the main road, which has really shot up in the last week. There's a county issue, isn't it?
Can I give a quick response to that?
Yeah,
the county, last time I asked them about it, they simply said, the highways, this is, that they weren't interested in it at all until it appears on private land, and then it's up to the landowner to discuss with them. So if it creeps off...
But it's on the grass verge, which is...
Yeah, no grass verge.
But they won't touch it while it's on the verge.
Well, they need to be made aware of it.
It's moved. quite a lot.
Well, so it's a notifiable weed.
I mean, I can certainly make them aware. Yeah, but
they're saying it's uncontrollable.
But they won't do anything with it.
They do say it's uncontrollable because they're not allowed to use various
chemicals
to
I'll pass your thoughts to them again.
I think we should.
Yes,
that's the only issue that's been brought up to me. It's shot up the last week.
Yes, it has.
But it is in three places. It used to be just in one, and now
it's
in three.
No, it has been in three. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And of course, it's in the riverbed, at the South Brent, on the slip road there. It's actually in that riverbed as well.
The truth is, they've got no money to do anything
there.
No.
That's the truth.
I had one approach from a parishioner to do with fly tipping of garden waste down opposite Rectory Cottage, North Hewish. Apparently somebody with a black 4x4 and a trailer was seen dumping garden waste inside the gateway there.
God, then go to the tip.
Names were mentioned, but I can't repeat them. But all I think we can do is report it and say we should be aware of anybody doing something similar. Mm. I mean, it isn't the sort of fly tipping we expect to see in some ways, but there was garden waste and rubbing involved. I think all we can do is to note it and to say we need to keep on the lookout.
It's a pity we haven't got a car number.
Black 4x4 and trailer is the best I can do. Mm.
And I've been asked by a parishioner, they wondered whether planning permission had gone in for Lower Greenslade Farm. There's evidently a new building, white building, they said.
New mobile home garden, yeah.
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 And they wondered whether, because it was in a different position last...
Yeah, they got...
They
got permission
and
for
I did
house.
Look, and,
yeah.
But there was nothing on the
no.
South Ham's website for planning for the mobile home to be changed, a position.
It's not been changed. The mobile home that was originally put
No, the position has changed, they said.
No, there's a new mobile
home.
There's another
one. There's an additional one.
Right. So have they got planning permission
for
that?
They have got planning permission, but they don't need it because they got permission to build a house. And I was told that the mobile homes can
stay
there until
they... So they can have any number of mobile homes until they...
Well, no, I think there's four of them in the family. The one there is very, very small.
Mm.
Well, to be honest.
So they don't have to have planning permission for a
mobile
home.
They've been to the planning office and found out. I know they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell them that then.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Apologies for absence. Presumably County Councillor Hoskins?
I did have an email from him just before we came out asking if there was a meeting tonight, and I sent one back to him saying there was, so it could be he'll appear.
Okay.
I don't know.
We should probably rob me on my best line, because I was going to say I didn't recognise you with your clothes on. Last time I saw him was in Nuffield Gym last week.
Right.
Stolen all my best lines.
There you go.
Moving swiftly on.
Physio, I hope.
Yes, it was,
moving
actually.
Circles,
it was a gym, not a massage parlour.
No, that's what I was just commenting on. Yeah.
Declarations of interest, I think, probably
as we go through.
No. Could I... I'd somebody to propose we agree on this meeting here on the 3rd of April.
Stuart.
Same with Councillor Hunt.
It's this Saturday,
It's on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
What time it's going to be?
Okay, then.
All day, I think.
All day.
And it's three races as well, so that'll be better.
I liaised with two other local councils, Hubborough and Dipford.
This is regarding?
Regarding the...
GDPR.
Yes, the General Data Protection Bureau. Albra kind of washed their hands of us and told us we weren't necessary.
Right.
Very politely, but they just didn't want to know about us at all. Dipford were more polite and said they'd get back in touch with us if they felt there was a need.
But it's still the same outcome.
Hopefully, from what we've learned, there won't be a need, because one of the things that we were worried about last time was the business appointing data protection officer. Now, if you've managed to catch up with your emails that I've been busily sending out, one from Dulk, the most recent one from Dulk, told us that the government has done a little U-turn. I don't think it often does things like that. But we don't need a data protection officer. They've obviously worked out it would cost more than it was worth, and there was no point in having it anyway. So parish councils have no need to appoint one. I would still suggest that we do have need of a councillor who would look at it as his or her particular responsibility for the moment to guide us through, which is what we seem to have. But certainly we don't have to worry about an officer as such, which I think is good news.
I mean, I was told the other day at a meeting that as long as you have a file with a label on it which says GDPR on it, you're mostly there.
I think that's probably correct in the case of an organisation like ours,
yeah,
with a very limited data handling.
We've got to have
a policy. As long as you're showing you have a policy and have a file, so
yeah.
You're fine.
And
I hope I'm not over-setting Mark by saying that we do have in Castle Gravatt somebody who has his finger on the pulse of these things. And if he's prepared to sort of be a long stop on that, then
yes, that's, I can't see a problem with that.
Thank you.
And you'll keep us up to date in terms of what you're putting together.
Yes.
Well, should we come to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
once it's done and it's set up, it kind of that's it, then, isn't it?
Unless any requests are made or there any issues come up. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't think there's much else to worry about.
Would not be the case.
Exactly.
Things like I got onto the website and looked at potholes and whatever and wanted to position them, but I was beaten to it. Other people have already done it. They're still there, and they've got lovely rings around them, the ones that horse broke now, pretty white lines all around each other.
Well, at least that one was done coming down into the town from Avonwick, coming into Avonwick.
The big one was done, yes.
Yeah, that was a huge one.
I know, my car wheel went in it.
But as for the rest of the work, it's down to highways to do it as and when.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, in the absence of County Councillor Hosking, with or without his tracks, if I could invite District Councillor Steers.
Right, thank you, Chairman. Quite a lot, as you realise, quite a lot of my time is taken up with planning. We've got a meeting tomorrow, some interesting applications. We went on the site yesterday in Stoke Gabriel with the applicant and the neighbours, and we got quite while we were there on the site visit, so that'll be interesting at committee tomorrow.
Excellent.
We've also got a 60-bed care home in Totnes that's up for approval, down beside the Guinness residential home, then on the Steamer King, which we looked at while we were down there, and I thought it was really, really well done, well built. A lot of residents already moved into that. It's a nice new building, nice environment to live in.
Lovely.
And last Friday I was invited by Baker Estates to go to Great Court, where the development there's moving forward, to look at the new show home.
Where's that?
Great Court, right on the top. Bridgetown up on the top.
Oh, okay, yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it's on?
And it was... They were nice houses.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll be affordable to too many local people.
No.
The one that we went in the show home, four bedroom... And a really nice well-built house, 750,000. So it's not affordable for too many local people. But like the developer said, they've got to build houses like that to be able to build the affordable. One
so
going to pay for the other.
Did they
are
have
building
to
affordable there as well?
They are building affordable.
Oh, they are.
They've
so they're building
they've
something.
Not finished them yet because we really went to see what they were like.
Yeah.
They've not finished. They wouldn't let us in. But obviously they will when they're finished.
Do they look similar to kind of outlook, the finish on them looks...
The finish is outside, the stonework,
yeah.
There is the old thatched house mixed in with it,
yeah.
Oh,
some
nice.
Of it looks like barn conversions, it's done really, really well, so anybody that...
Quite a nice place to be, except
yes.
There's a long way into Totnes.
It is, but it is a nice spot.
I agree.
Yeah.
Lovely views.
Yeah.
And, you know what, they got other developments coming forward, I'm sure that their house is a bit far better than... I went to Persimmons and Ironbridge and looked at some of them and they're dreadful.
Which is a Persimmon one?
The ones at Woodman Road right at the bottom.
Yeah. Is that what they are, Persimmons?
Yeah.
I
but they're selling
them because
they're priced right. So
yeah, they're right on the
way
38, aren't they?
Yeah,
they are right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
They're there to make money.
We have numerous planning training courses. parish councils were invited last week to one about planning in principle, which is quite eye-opening.
Hmm.
Brownfield sites automatically get planning permission as long as they meet the criteria, which hadn't happened before, which will obviously bring more sites forward.
Mm-hmm. I do have some slides from that show, yeah. Copies of, to send around to
you. Very interesting afternoon, actually. And a lot of parish councils turned up. You know, we didn't really need to, but there was the ones that are always dead against everything. I'm afraid they had very little to say, and I think a lot of them went home with their mouths wide open because they didn't realise what's going to happen.
Mm.
But they're going to have to put up with development, whether they like it or whether they don't. Moving on, Chairman, not too much else to report, really. We have got our annual meeting now in May, Councillor Hallway from Uggbrough. Irvine Valley Ward will be our new chairman, and Councillor Rowe from Stoke will be our new vice chairman.
Okay.
Other than that, not too much to report, unless anybody's got any questions.
No, thank you very much. No other reports, I shouldn't think.
Not that I've got some.
Planning.
Right, well, first time for a while, we've got some planning. I still haven't had any information from Southampton concerning an agricultural cottage.
I can give you an update on that. The planning officer that was dealing with it has left Southampton rather a hurry.
Okay.
this morning, when it was found yesterday, that he hadn't dealt with half the applications he was supposed to be doing. I'm afraid that one is one of them, but there are five on the priority list, and that is one of them. So any day that it will be issued.
Right, yeah. Just feel for the person concerned.
So do I.
Yeah. some people don't care. There's that one for you, sir.
How many have you got?
There's only one.
All right.
Lots of it, but only one.
This is never. There's always lots of it. This is provision of an equestrian building at Hepburn House, Difford. on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. James Wrigley, and the agent is Amanda Burden.
It's a shame it doesn't revert back to Stretchley.
Yeah, well,
I think we ought to ask them if they could. They probably don't understand the reason for Hepburn House.
Well, no, they bought it called Hepburn, didn't they?
Yeah.
These people, so they would never know.
They wouldn't have known it was.
Did they?
Sorry?
Unfortunately,
quite late. Oh, shame.
He tried to
ask it by
the applicants purchased the property so they could utilise the agricultural land as a grazing pasture for their horses and ponies. All the Wrigley family share a passion for horses, all members of the family, including Mr. and Mrs. Wrigley and their two children, riding and carriage driving with their horses and ponies. That has 20 acres.
I ought to declare an interest.
Mm. Okay.
Only because I've been down there and harrowed and mowed all these fields.
Okay. Don't know that that's actually a declaration of interest.
Well, another band.
You've touched a field.
You'll be doing. It's an American barn.
Yes.
Yeah, in Perthshire.
We've got to the funny bit. Pretty bit, yeah.
No bats.
There are some lovely pictures. We want pictures.
Yes, we like pictures. We like the visual aids.
Right, here we go.
Ooh. No bats, are there?
Is
one we'd like to see where it is.
In a new building.
Yeah, it
should be two.
I don't know where
yet.
That's
where
it's
going to
be.
It's definitely an American barn.
Oh, it looks like that one at, is it Penston, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where it had an aircraft hangar.
13.5.
Well, that's... That tells us some
naff. That's a very helpful plan, isn't it?
No.
Is there a more general site?
I think
so. but not on that one.
Where's the solar panels are the opposite side of the road to the house.
Yes, they are.
Is that where they're planning on siting this?
It looks like it's...
Pass.
Is that close to the public footpath?
Well, the river rain is there.
Well, they don't tell you where it is. It must be there.
That must be their house.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
It would be nice to believe so.
Is that the river?
Well, frankly,
no, I think surely their house is...
No, it's up the river.
Well, I don't remember a road going along here.
Oh, that's the
Lordo's garage. Where many lived when they were...
Yeah, living around.
Frankly, that's has
not
no
a good plan, is it?
Whatsoever.
No, not really. Well, we think.
It's impressive.
It could be anywhere, frankly.
Oh, that says more.
Yeah,
that must be there.
That's
their
not
house.
The
house. Is that their house?
Proposed equestrian building here.
Yeah, the red.
So that's their house.
Here's the solar panels.
Yeah.
Here's the house.
Yeah, there
here.
Is.
This is the house.
Yeah.
That's
down that drive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's miles down.
It's going to be miles away from everywhere.
Yes, it is down in the wigwam.
I don't know if you've ever looked. The wigwam is there.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
It's here. They've got their sort of underground heating, whatever.
Oh yes, that's right. They have, haven't they?
Here
yeah.
in this field.
Yeah. So it's. It just I couldn't quite work out this bit down here.
Not owned by applicants.
Oh, I see. Right, so this is their areas here, but this little strip isn't.
Yeah.
So it must be forestry or something.
Yes,
that's
the track into the forestry.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it. That's what that means. Then.
Yeah, that goes
I see now. Right.
I can get that.
Would frankly be helpful, isn't it? Maybe for a little bit more.
Yeah.
Some
guy here. We got left the wood by his father.
That's okay.
We got left that wood.
You take it there's no mention of a menage.
Yeah, chainsaw goes most weekends.
Playing the horses won't
so
get too disturbed.
When we bought, when the guys came in,
I wouldn't have seen the house down there myself.
It's a lovely house.
It is.
What they've done to it.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Yes, so did I. That kitchen was wonderful.
Would you like to see that one as well?
How to draw that in?
The little red dot.
That's the little red dot. Then.
That's going to be the equestrian. Yeah.
And that's just saying the flow area.
Yeah.
Front area. Okay.
Frankly, if I was going to build an American barn, I would want it somewhere near the house.
Oh, and the word says stretch me on it.
Yes, it does.
Did you see it actually says stretch me on it? That's interesting.
Well, that's because it won't have been updated with the quarter survey.
Oh, yeah, sure.
My glasses on
the way.
How close is it to the public? How close is it to the public footpath and all the rest of around there?
It's just off, isn't it? There's a track off.
It's the other side from the footpath.
Oh yeah. It's right next to the river.
Okay, so any observations?
It isn't going to be overlooked or seen from
And I mean, it's a very common thing around here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For horses and
stables.
And
well, presumably they already have horses, so...
They do have horses.
So...
Yep.
She does carriage driving.
Sport?
Yeah.
I've declared an interest, I think.
Yeah? Yep, okay.
I mean, the only person place that's going to affect is her own property. So if they do something, which is it goes round a corner a little bit. But if they build something,
it's not an eyesore.
No, but it'll only be detrimental to their own property if they build something like that.
It's so easy, quite fishy, you've got them next to you, haven't you?
Precisely, and they probably have more than enough drinkers, which is
free.
Okay, so that was planning. Correspondence.
The only correspondence of significance I've sent around has only been for information anyway. There's nothing to respond to in any sense. But you have an AOMB one.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we did.
Read that?
I have to make sure that comes around. I get shot by a certain house.
I should be.
Yeah.
My mate, Mr. Hayes.
The one
was
you called
from voter. But that's all.
Okay. Finance.
Right, finance is going to take 5 minutes, I'm afraid, folks, so please bear with me. The basic finance for this month, we carried over £7,560 and 13 pence. We had an income of 31 pence from interest. And we had preset first dollar per eye for £1,268. And we also spent £324 on something.
Your laptop, isn't it?
It could well be the laptop. It's almost certainly a laptop.
Scanner,
yes, not a laptop. Let's get this right. Laptop was early on, wasn't it? Come on, is that the next one? Yes, it's the... Oh, no, it wasn't. No, sorry, it was Mr. Woodcombe and Buttholes. No, it wasn't. Was it? Yes, it was. Yes. Yes.
Mr. Woodcombe.
Yes, the scanner was dealt with before.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, we've got a... on the monthly one, we've got a balance of £8,504.44, which is sitting in the bank. There are a couple of checks to do today, though. I hasten to add two checks. One for Mr. Woodigam again. This is for his March work, and it comes to a total of £216. And also the Dulk membership, which comes to a total of £104.54. So we need to have proposals and whatever for those two.
Can I have the proposals that those checks are?
I'll pick any two from seven, that's okay. Thanks. Right, so that's the first thing. The next thing we've got to get down to, I've got the checks ready-made so we can sign them as and when. I sent you the annual budget as was, and hopefully you'll be happy to accept that as it is. If so, we'll get our chairman to sign it. But it's perfectly straightforward. It almost ties in with our budget from January 17th, isn't it? Not quite, because in fact we got some extra money during the year. We had the money that paid for the laptop and the scanner. So there's a slight difference in income and outcome from the proposed one. But it's more or less as one would have expected to be. Did I send you copies of all of the things? I think I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yes, the only... Oh, yes, that's something I wanted to ask you about. The defibrillator cabinets that we paid for. I'd like your advice, please, as to whether you see that still as a parish council-owned thing, or did we make it a gift to the village? The reason I ask is that if we own it, it's got to go on our list of owned assets. If it's not ours, if we've given it to the village, then it's no longer ours. We don't have to worry about it.
Who owns the actual defibrillator?
Maintain it then. If we
what about insurance and maintenance and all the rest of it?
The maintenance of the defibrillator itself. I did have a chat to
Mark.
What's his name? Mark. Thank you. Yes, from Bunk. He says there shouldn't be any great maintenance on that. Possibly every. So 6-7 years, we may have to look at the battery. The only maintenance he can foresee is if it's actually used,
mm-hmm.
then you have to replace,
yes.
particularly the children's pads, I believe.
We do.
But who actually owns that defibrillator?
Well, it has nothing to do with us as such, because we didn't have anything to do with the purchase of it. So
no.
It was a joint enterprise between the shop and the pub, wasn't
it?
Give it
to them so that it goes with the defibrillator. And
this is what I was wondering, whether the cabinet...
was a gift really
to
them.
Yeah.
We
it
said
was,
we would pay for
yeah.
that or give them money to the value of that cabinet, really, isn't it?
I mean, the cabinet itself, yeah, I suppose things could go wrong with it if someone smashed it or whatever.
It's
I very much doubt that.
But I mean, the village hasn't got, as far as one knows, any funds.
No.
Other than through the parish council.
No.
That's right. I'm thinking, would it end up coming
yeah.
back to us?
Mm.
And if we had ownership of it, maybe it would be covered by our insurance then.
Mm.
It would make sense, really,
mm.
I would have thought.
And we've never actually given it to anyone, as far as I know. We simply said we'd pay for it.
I presume that would have to be, yes, that would need further discussion with the pub and former shop, who are the people that organise the equipment in the first place.
What about the electricity that goes to
right,
the...
Right, so that was the other thing. That's the only ongoing cost. Richard's paying for that. What we need to do, in fact, every time I ask him about, you know what Richard's like when you talk to him about anything, He won't make a claim for it, I'm sure of that, but I think we ought to pay for it.
Mm.
It'll be a very minor sum,
mm.
but if we can work out somehow how much electricity is likely to be used in that, it'll be very little.
But if we start jumping the fence and saying we're going to pay for the electric that supplies that cabinet, therefore we're saying that we are responsible for the cabinet.
But could we give them a gift to help support it?
But to pick up on Marigold's point, what happens if it does get vandalised? Like, there's no funds in the village, and we do have insurance that
we can't. This is something we would need to discuss with the people who have installed. We cannot assume ownership of it or
non-ownership.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Something we would need to come to an agreement.
They raised the funds for the actual.
But we could still give a gift towards it, say if it needed a bit. You know,
if they wanted,
we could say, yeah.
Yet something happens, then they could come to the parish council and we could.
Oh, I was thinking sort of
we'd
just
probably
sort of help
would
maintenance
know a word
or something.
With Mark the pub and say, would he be happy for us to take ownership of it?
Or do they want to keep ownership? Is there some kind of setup that they own it and therefore we will make sure that we've donated the cabinet to them?
And I think it needs to be made aware
of the electric.
Insurance. Well, the electric's I've already spoken to him about.
But if we're going to take ownership of it, can we assume that somebody will have a word with
we'll have a word with him tonight.
Right, so that will be the next meeting then.
So that means we'll still be on council business.
Yes.
Oh dear. Is that?
So we've got to go down.
Absolutely.
You'll have to take that to
And electricity, I don't know if anyone's clever enough to look at how much this thing uses and to work out what it would take. It would take very little.
You could find out from the manufacturer.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, that's the point, yeah. I can contact the people that sold it to
them.
Exactly. I'll do that.
Because the cost of the electric is only the fan in the cabinet.
It's nothing.
I mean, the defib isn't plugged in anywhere, is it? Charging?
Yes,
there's a battery in there. The battery's probably being constantly charged.
It's a trickle charge.
A trickle charge.
But that as well. Okay.
I'll get hold of the firm that sold it and see if they can give us a thing. Right, well, that's parish council stuff as such. And you're happy with that? That's done there. So the other thing is the annual accounts.
Am I going to sign that before you waft it away?
Okay, you've done this. What did you do? Sorry.
Come on, Chairman.
They do accept it.
He's still in the gym.
He is. You want Liz to be able to tell you what to do, don't you? That's the problem.
I had to have a general because my back is so warped, the blood couldn't get into my spine.
Ooh.
He had 8 goes, he said, can't do it.
Well, at least he had a try, 8 times.
Because I remember my own name.
It's a good deck, isn't it?
Exactly.
Why have you signed it, David Hunt?
All responsibilities devolved to Casual Hunt.
The other thing is our annual governance and accountability form. You'll recall that we do one of these each year. It's sort of 5 or 6 page document. It has to be done, and up until this year, it's always had to be sent back to some independent auditor who charged for going over my figures and sent it back again. Apart from last year, they didn't charge because our income didn't justify a charge last year. They had to do it for free. The government has changed direction again, and parish councils do not need to send it off for auditing as long as...
No,
it's your own copy. They don't need to go through auditing unless we've got either an income or an expenditure of under 25,000, which doesn't matter to us. So we can sign it off ourselves. The only thing is, we do have to have a complete set of the whole thing on the website.
No problem.
Including a certificate of exemption, which we have to sign in order to not send it off. Well, we have to send off the certificate of exemption. We don't have to send off the forms. Crazy. Anyway, the certificate of exemption is one that you need to propose and pass and whatever, so that we can send it off. It has to be from the council. And that will simply tell the auditor that we don't need to do an audit and that you're happy with that. So maybe you want a proposal on
that. Do you really have a proposal for that?
Yeah. And we've got to put a copy of that on the website as well. And that's the list of things on the website. It just goes on.
No problem.
The audit itself, or the accounts themselves, we've got to do this in a particular order, because if we don't, someone's going to fall out of it. And the order must be that the annual governance statement must be signed first. Now, this is the statement that says that everything's been done as it ought to have been done within the parish for the year. I think you've all seen these before anyway, but if you want to read down through them, I've ticked them off for you. I assume you'll agree that they've all been done.
Well, it's pretty straightforward to me.
Right. So you need a proposal that the government statement should be signed. I think so. I'll just change.
I'll put the other hand up.
Yeah.
Proposal for tea.
That's the drinking room. Try this one.
Done it in that order. Now you can know. Lord knows why they do it in that order, but you can now pass the accounting statements, which are a repetition of what you've already done. But it has to be done in this order to keep some civil servant happy, I don't know.
Seconded.
Thanks. Yeah. John and David. Right, thanks. And that's all been done correctly now. We've done this in the right order. The only thing I have to do is put all of this together and send it.
No problem.
In fact, I'll just send it to you. Just if you want to know what's going in, the certificate of exemption goes on the website. We've got an annual internal audit report, which was done by the guy who's been doing them for us for the last 10 years. The annual government statement just signed, the accounting statement. I've got to put together an analysis of the variances, in other words, why last year we spent more in one area than we've done this year, or less, or whatever. It's pretty straightforward. A bank reconciliation, well, that simply shows where the money is and why it's there. We've got one of those, in fact, on a piece of paper I sent you recently. And then we've got to have a period when the public can access all of this and tear it apart if they so wish. There are dates on that. To hand, but anyway, it has to comply with regulations. It's somewhere around the beginning of July. You remember last year you held on to them for a week?
You were away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the same thing's likely to happen this year.
I wasn't overwhelmed by requests.
No. But again, when we get around to doing that, we'll have to publicise where it is, because I fear this year's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And one final thing, are you happy for that? That has to go off to the auditors. Presumably they're going to have to treat it with the same sort of respect as anyone else does with data nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's just for you to worry about. Apart from that, job done, I hope.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much indeed.
And thanks for all the submissions.
Highways?
It's just the knotweed, wasn't it?
Knotweed, potholes, keep reporting them. Some guy has been out with his white spray can.
Mm. Can we again encourage the parishioners to get onto the website and chase them with potholes?
Absolutely.
It's far better than just us doing it. Yeah.
So, and photos, actually. If they can take a photo with the phone.
But anyway, if you'd like me to mention that in the minutes again, so
please.
Parishioner read the minutes.
The website address.
Yeah.
Or they can go through the parish council website. It's on there.
It is, indeed.
Items for future meetings?
Play Park.
Park, yes, we need to chase that up again. I did contact her, Sir Pams, Our locality officer. Yeah, I actually emailed the locality officer. Yeah. And he said, sorry, nothing's happened. He'll get on to the maintenance team again. I was in the park today and still nothing's happened. So hopefully they've got us on their list. I mean, there's things that need doing.
I'll give him a nudge.
Yeah, the sleepers are getting ever more loose. And if one of those should come out and land on a child, Lord knows what that would cost or who would have to pay the bill.
Fair enough.
Oh, and talking play park, I think the grass could probably do with its first cut. Are you in contact with him?
I can text him. Yeah,
could you ask him to contact me when he wants to? Because he used to go to the shop for the key.
Okay.
He's going to have to come to me for
that
now.
Right.
He's been in and cut it once.
He's
been in and cut it once.
Has he?
He has done it once.
I was a bit suspicious of that.
But it's grown so much less from back everywhere.
I couldn't decide whether it had stopped today when I was.
Are there any stinging nettles under the steps?
I didn't get that far because it was long grass and I was getting soaking wet, so I didn't go. But I will check that. That's just a question of pulling him out.
Yeah.
We will need to ratify a privacy policy to go with the GDPR.
Yeah.
And possibly an amendment.
Is that for the next meeting?
Yeah, happy for the next meeting. And possibly an amendment to the document retention policy.
Right, and amendment. To the policy, to the document retention.
Just to make sure that all the documents are covered.
Well, yeah. What is happening to the information that we've supplied you with?
I have used that to draft a version of a privacy policy,
right,
which covers the items that we use, and I will circulate that to you between now and the next meeting.
Thank you.
Rob wouldn't have your telephone number, would he?
That's 72713. With the usual.
Mm. Probably the best way of him contacting you.
Yeah. What I'm thinking of doing is putting a... Sounds crazy, but a cycle padlock on there that has a combination thing.
Mm.
And agreeing a code or combination with him that he and I can both remember.
Okay.
And then we wouldn't have to worry about the key.
Yes,
sure.
That's a good idea.
But,
I'll mention that to him as well.
I happen to have...
Well, I'll get him to contact you anyway.
I happen to have a spare one sitting in the floor we used to ride bikes. We're past riding bikes now.
Okay. Very good.
Anything to do with... this county, we should bring up with our councillor Hoskin when he comes in next. Salt, grit bins, any of that?
Litter up on the roads.
Well, we won't leave all salt for the next week.
But you do that yourself anyway, don't you?
Well, no, with the old chap, I've not had much dealings with
it. It's awful.
So
can you put it on there for next time, just to remind us?
Wasn't it last month? Mm.
Yes, we did.
Winter rations, if you like, or any grit bins or whatever.
The bins are all empty now.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
We've still got a bag of salt left, but we did have...
We must have used a lot up during that last stuff.
We did. We stockpiled some from previous years.
We have done that, haven't we?
Was it somebody here that they took all the salt from the grit bins from? For their own use? Was it some?
Probably.
I
think so.
I know the chap in Stoke Court, not long ago, the previous one, he emptied the bin.
That was nice.
He's been to his wheelbarrow, took it up.
What
sprinkles driving.
So, one other thing that, again, I don't know if it needs to be minuted or not, I don't really think it does. Is that on?
It's still running, okay.
Whatever, you can always clean it off anyway. The shop, they call it the village shop in Brent, is now delivering newspapers to me.
To here?
Is that to here, yes. Yeah.
I've been collecting for certain, quite a lot of people.
Are you on this newspaper girl? Like,
yes, it's my new role in life. But we agreed that the shop gave us that box out there, which is redundant to them. Yes, it was their box. And so that seems to be working now.
I was wondering whether you wanted this publicised at all in the...
45p... per
day,
however many papers you want per person, sort of thing, which I think is very reasonable. It was £3.50.
£3.
Well, I was going up for a month. I went up and down and up and down.
But yes, it has its teething troubles, but it is up and running now.
It's good. just finishing.
Not that off the bottom of you.
I'll get back into my. Anyway, I was wondering whether you ought to put it on the website. The possibility.
I think it would be useful to do that.
Yeah.
There is a leaflet, actually, isn't there?
There is. I've got some in the church, actually.
Because Ditford University turned their nose up at the charges and said they didn't want it, didn't they?
Oh, wow.
But I think they are delivering to some
people. Oh, are
they? Yes, yeah. I believe so. Yeah. And they're doing South Brent itself.
Mm. Mm, fair enough. But, it would cost me more than that to get to South Brent and back.
Yes, I'm sure it's
a very useful service, and we use it.
Well, I'd like to welcome Councillor Hoskin.
Thank you.
And as we have just about finished our business, if you'd like to give a report.
I don't have anything to report this evening. I popped in just in case you have any questions you'd like to ask.
We've just got one question that's just come.
Sure.
I can take it off my list for next time.
You can. Grit bins and grit salts
for
next winter. Who do we need to speak to, or do we leave it with you, or any?
Nick Colton, and you ask him to top them up when they're.
So all of them are empty at the moment.
Yeah.
So when does he start doing that?
Generally speaking, it's done around September time.
Okay.
There's a slight risk of frost still. You can ask if you want to. I don't know what the response will be, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But
we don't want it for now. No.
And what about any provision for any more or new grit bins allocated in the area?
Okay, that you'd have to make a request for those. We don't provide new ones very often.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can help with the locality grant, something of that nature, because they do cost. I forget what it is now. The last figure I heard was 500. It used to be 3.
A grit bin.
Yeah, around that sort of order. So, if you have an urgent requirement for one, we're more than happy to help.
Okay. I will pass that back to the parishioners and see what they say.
Okay, good.
Will you chase up Nick Colton yourself?
Yeah, I'll get the email thing off Richard Sunder.
Yeah, sure.
So that's our Costello Ward music.
I've got his mobile.
I am aware of this. Yeah, good.
Don't know if there are any other questions.
Highway, potholes?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question. I'm not sure where we are at the moment with potholes. I was warned a fortnight ago that Skanska were slipping behind, and I've seen the evidence in the last fortnight too. I'm chasing them hard. In fact, I sent an email to the head of service, cabinet member responsible, Stuart Hughes, today. Said, look, we've been doing really well, people have been reporting, and they've been dealt with. It's not working. What's happening? When can we expect it to happen again? And so I'm waiting a response. Skanska did tell us at a briefing that they attended about a month ago that they had been down on their staff and resources, but they were now up to speed and would be able to respond more quickly this year. But just at the moment, it's not happening.
Right.
There's just one more thing that I've just remembered thinking in terms of. I don't know why I've not brought it back. Nothing for you to worry about. Southwest Water and Blue Pipes.
Oh, yes.
We last had contact from them last August, and they were going to get around to do. There's a pipe crossing the river near Horse.
A temporary
pipe.
Right.
Like blue, which in an area of outstanding natural beauty doesn't really matter.
Which froze up in
yes, indeed. Mm. Anyway, they had promised to keep us informed as to what they were going to do. They haven't done anything, so I suppose they didn't feel it necessary to keep us informed. But I chased them up 2 or 3 weeks back now, after the last meeting, and you cannot directly get through to maintenance teams or people at Southwest Water. They won't let you near it. You have to put in a complaint to the general complaints department and ask them to forward it. And it eventually gets there. Well, it took a while to get there.
Go on.
But the guy I sent it to, I discovered, has gone, which possibly explains why he hasn't been writing to me, because he used to write to me quite regularly, telling me he wasn't doing anything. Anyway, he's doing even less now. We've got a new person on the job who has promised me that she'll get back to me when she's got some information for me. But I mean, that pipe looks like it's going to be there till all the rest of them buried.
I have a contact in Southwest Waters. If you want to email me, I will go a different direction and find out. So,
well, shall I give this lady a chance? I'll give her a week or so to come.
Yeah, yeah, but email me who she is and what it is and who you've spoken to, and I'll go a different way.
Right.
Right.
I don't want to set her at the beginning, because our first contact with her will be about happy.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I think you get far more from a happy person than from a miserable one.
Have you finished questions for me?
Thank you
very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, Richard.
Right.
Later.
When I'm at the minutes, I'll put this in a more sensible
order. Very good.
Yes.
So, next meeting is 5th of June.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.